Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So this week, I want to talk about mental health, but I want to come at mental health at a slightly different angle. So this is not from my medical background, nothing to do with the pharmacy or drugs or anything else, but I want to come at this from mental health and how normalized it is or isn't still. So this all started this weekend, actually. We went to go and close my daughter's account in the bank. And she needed to be there with us, my wife and I. And we went to the cashier and we were then passed on to the service desk. And we stood there and the lady was very, very nice, very pleasant and said, okay, no problem. We can close the account down. But the computer was having a moment. And she said, I'm really sorry. It's on go slow. I'm not sure what it's doing, but please bear with me. And we stood there patiently and quietly waiting for this computer to recover. No problem. We didn't think anything of it. Actually, it didn't recover. And we were passed over to another assistant who then took over and dealt with the closing of the account. Happy days. And we thought nothing of it. Yesterday, I had somebody we know drop me an email saying, I'm really sorry, but the appointment we had booked, I'm not going to be able to hold with you. And this is the second time or third time, I think it might have been, that they cancelled. And they said the reason is because I'm having a mental health episode and I don't feel in the right place. I didn't think anything of it. I was so pleased, firstly, that they could be open and honest with me. But secondly, it was, my God, you know, I hope they're going to be okay. Is there anything I can do? You know, the appointment's almost secondary. It's the last thing we need to worry about. But it did make me wonder. We sometimes are more forgiving towards our technologies that we use that are having moments that are on go. So these processing powers, you know, in our laptops and our desktops that are so powerful, they can do so much, but yet even they have moments when they just need time to recover, where their processing has just got muddled up, it's confusing, and it just stalls. We're sometimes more forgiving towards that technology that we tend to use than we are towards individuals. You know, how patient or tolerant are we towards each other? There's still such a stigma attached to mental health, and I was reading somewhere that just under 14% of people are comfortable talking about mental health at work. That leaves 86% of people still uncomfortable about talking about mental health issues at work. Yet it's so normalized, or should be. I read somewhere a statistic that said it's estimated that 1 in 6 people in the past week experienced a common mental health problem. In the last week, 1 in 6 people. Think about that. How many people did you interact with last week? Some other statistics that I thought were really interesting that I wanted to share with you. Mental health problems are one of the main causes of overall disease burden worldwide. Mental health and behavioral problems, so depression, anxiety, and drug use, are reported to be the primary drivers of disability worldwide, causing over 40 million years of disability in 20 to 29-year-olds. Major depression is thought to be the second leading cause of disability worldwide. This is not some niche area that some people struggle with or suffer with. We all use laptops. We all use PCs. We all know they have moments. We all know they stall. Despite the amazing processing power, we don't sit there stigmatizing them or belittling them or berating them to others. But yet, there's still this hesitancy about embracing mental health as a normal, everyday occurrence that could happen to any one of us. I came across a quote and I couldn't find the author of this quote, but the quote is, "The strongest people are those who win battles we know nothing about." Think about that. How many people are struggling to win battles that we know nothing about? And the most obvious is, you know, when you come across Robin Williams, a comedian who brought, you know, such joy and love and compassion and sunshine to so many people worldwide. But he was struggling with a battle people knew nothing about. And it came as such a shock when we heard the news that he'd taken his life. So mental health, you know, what's this got to do with employee engagement? Well, often we think that everything is down to the employer to create an environment where everybody's happy at work. Well, sometimes it's hard for individuals to be in that place because they're struggling with those internal battles. How can we create an environment where talking about this is normalized? We don't belittle people. We don't judge people. And we just have the best intentions for people and we can support them in the best way possible. Over Christmas last year, the nearest I got to thinking anything like this, and this makes it harder actually, if you have never experienced anything, it can sometimes be so hard to try and really put yourself in the shoes of other people who are fighting these battles. But I came across a quote on a t-shirt that said, my brain has too many tabs open. And I genuinely did. I was really, my brain at times felt like it was going to explode. I had too many tabs open. I was thinking about too many different things. I had just so much going on that I needed to somehow take a break from. And that took time and what have you. But this is not easy. And so people aren't after sympathy. What we need to be is more empathetic around this is happening to people around us, our loved ones, our friends, and they may be fighting those battles we know nothing about. How can we create an environment where we don't use words that might be sensitive and stigmatize people just because they're done insensitively without thinking? So mental health, I think this is we all know how important it is. And we all, also leaders of organizations, you know, we talk about employee engagement. Our leaders may be struggling. Our CEO may be struggling. Employees may be struggling. Any, you know, this isn't down to hierarchy. This isn't down to how much power or authority you have in an organization. It's all down to, as human beings, we are all susceptible in this way. Our brains are little processing power, you know, computers. And sometimes they have a moment. And as we're forgiving to with our laptops, with our technologies, and accepting of the fact that this will happen, it's normal, it's part of everyday life. How can we start to think of mental health in the same way? It's normal, it's part of everyday life. And sometimes we just need to take time out to recover, to focus, to take stock, and whatever works for people. So mental health, we all talk about it, but how do we normalize it? And it's only when we really start to normalize mental health challenges that we can then start to think about, okay, what's the environment that would really make sure or support the best mental health at work? And thinking of it from a positive perspective. If we're having training sessions, how can we create a really, you know, supportive mental health training session? If we've got a culture, you know, and think about this from people who are working at home, hybrid working, remote working, we may have less signs and symptoms or visibility of colleagues who are struggling with mental health challenges. Because it's easy when you read an email to just respond to the email. We know nothing about what might be going on. So how can we really have these check-ins where we're normalizing mental health? And for those leaders out there and CEOs, sometimes vulnerability helps to help others understand that here's how I'm feeling at the moment. And when they see the leaders are saying, this is okay, we're creating a culture to say, and this is okay for everyone. And, you know, it's not about forcing people to share their insights or how they're feeling, but it's really just to say, this is normal. This is okay. So have a think. Mental health, just, you know, in terms of some of the challenges of mental health, estimated 1 in 6 people in the past week have experienced a common mental health problem. How many people did you interact with last week? Maybe you've suffered. This stigma that we sometimes are worried about. And if it's personal from our own perspectives, are we worried that people have stigmatized us? And maybe they haven't. So again, it's just worth thinking about. Is how can we normalize this? It's everyday, you know, life. If someone's got a cold or a flu, we don't stigmatize them. If someone's suffering from any ailment, we don't stigmatize them. So let's make mental health normal. creating environments where we have positive mental health that really support positive mental health. But when it's not positive, when people are having moments when they're experiencing episodes, that's normal too. So that's all from me today. I wanted to just share that with you again, just driven out of over the weekend, just a, you know, an innocuous moment at a cashier, you know, with a cashier at the bank, experiencing the laptop and the computer having a moment. And then someone contacted me yesterday to say, I'm really sorry, but I'm going to have to cancel my appointment the third time because I'm having an episode. How do we align the two to say, it's okay, it's perfectly normal, and I understand? That's all for me today. Join me again next week with more tips, topics to do with employee engagement, leadership development, and organizational cultures, and everything else in between. Amrit Sander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.